From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting North Korea has fired another ballistic missile just days after a new South Korean president took office. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said in a statement that the missile was fired from Kusong early Sunday morning and flew about 700 kilometers before landing in the Sea of Japan. It is the second missile launch this month and the seventh so far this year. It also comes just days after South Korea's new president, Moon Jae-in, was sworn in. President Moon has said he would be willing to visit Pyongyang under the right circumstances to bring peace to the peninsula. The launch also comes as troops from the United States, Japan, and two European nations gather on remote U.S. islands in the Pacific for drills that are partly a message to North Korea. U.S. President Donald Trump said Saturday that a new FBI director could possibly be named in the next week. Trump told reporters aboard Air Force One before flying to Lynchburg, Virginia, that the selection could come before he leaves for Saudi Arabia.
I think the process is going to go quickly because almost all of them are very well known. You know, they've been vetted over their lifetime, essentially. But very well known, highly respected, really talented people. And that's what we want for the FBI.
The president's remarks came 4 days after his controversial firing of James Comey, a move that is still resonating in Washington. Several candidates are under consideration, and Attorney General Jeff Sessions and his deputy Rod Rosenstein were conducting interviews at FBI headquarters in Washington Saturday. For more on these stories, log on to our website. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump told graduates at Liberty University Saturday that they should follow their dreams and not be swayed by criticism or the opinions of others. In his first commencement address since becoming president, Trump urged the more than 18,000 graduates to fight for what they believe in and to challenge entrenched interests and failed power structures.
You will have the confidence to speak the hopes in your hearts and to express the love that stirs your souls. And you will have the faith to replace a broken establishment with a government that serves and protects the people.
Liberty University is the largest Christian university in the world. Its president, Jerry Falwell Jr., was an early supporter of Trump and helped sway evangelical Christians to vote for him. A cyber attack against tens of thousands of data networks in scores of countries spread further in its second day Saturday with no progress reported in efforts to determine who launched it. Computer security experts assured individual users who have kept their PC operating systems updated that they are relatively safe. They advised those whose networks have been effectively shut down by the ransomware attack not to make the payment demanded. The ransomware attacks rose rapidly Saturday to a peak of 57,000 detected intrusions. The international security software firm Avast said the largest number of attacks appeared to be aimed at Russia, while Ukraine and Taiwan also suffered major intrusions. Israeli police say an officer shot dead a Jordanian attacker who stabbed him in the Old City of Jerusalem. Mickey Rosenfeld is a police spokesman.
A man in age 57 stabbed a police officer with a knife. We confirmed it was a terrorist attack carried out by one suspect. The police officer was injured moderately after he was injured in the upper part of the body. He responded at the scene by opening fire and shooting and killing the terrorist.
A Jordanian government spokesman said Jordan holds Israel responsible for the killing of its citizen and denounced the crime. The Israeli government called Jordan's reaction outrageous. Pope Francis says he won't try to convince U.S. President Donald Trump to soften his policies on immigration and the environment when they meet this month. Speaking to reporters while traveling home Saturday from a trip to Portugal, Francis said that he would say what he thinks sincerely to Trump and listen respectfully to what the president has to say. Trump visits the Vatican May 24th after stops in Saudi Arabia and Israel and before attending a NATO summit. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.